Bible prophecy reveals that we are living at the end of an age. More and more often we hear of events described as, quote, of biblical proportions and apocalyptic. Even the March 2011 edition of the American magazine Newsweek featured a dramatic cover titled Apocalypse Now. Tsunamis, earthquakes, nuclear meltdowns, revolutions, economies on the brink. The question is, what is next? My friends, the Bible reveals what is next. The Bible also reveals the answers to the deeper questions of life and gives us guarantees on how to live successful and fulfilling lives. The Bible is the most important book in the world. May 2011 marked the 400th anniversary of the authorized King James Version of the Bible. As I pointed out in another recent program, it is not only Western nations that have come to value this book. By 2007, Amity Printing Company in Nanjing had already printed 50 million Bibles, 41 million for distribution in China. Why has this book, completed over 1,900 years ago, endured to this day? Why does it continue to be the world's best-selling book? And can you understand its mysteries? On today's program, evangelist Richard Ames explains you can understand this marvelous book by giving you keys for effective Bible study. The Bible can change your life, and it can give you understanding that billions of human beings all around the world do not have. So please stay tuned as Richard Ames gives vital keys on how to study and understand the Bible.
Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Year after year, the Bible is the world's best-selling book. Chances are that you have one on your coffee table or stored away in a closet somewhere. But how many even read the Bible? If you don't read this book, you could be missing out on the most exciting, mind-expanding information and knowledge the world has ever known. More than 100 million Bibles are sold annually around the world. But does anyone really understand the Bible? Can you understand it? On today's program, we'll discuss seven simple but vital keys for studying your Bible. If you're a regular viewer of Tomorrow's World, you probably read the Bible often. But how many people actually read the Bible? My friends, when a nation reads the Bible and practices its precepts, it will prosper. But great neglect of the Bible and its teachings will continue to produce moral decline and eventual national destruction. Turn to Galatians, the 6th chapter. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Sadly, we've been reaping corruption in our Western world. That's why you need to be watching world news in the light of Bible prophecy. The March 2011 Newsweek magazine featured a dramatic cover title, Apocalypse Now. Tsunamis, earthquakes, nuclear meltdowns, revolutions, economies on the brink. My friends, we are in the prophetic end time. Will our nations finally get the message that we need to repent nationally and individually? Will we finally turn to the God of the Bible and heed His warning and finally obey His commandments? We need to study the Bible and live by the Bible. As Jesus said in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, it is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Only obedience to and a love of the Scriptures can lead to moral and national prosperity. Only about one-third of the American adult population believes the Bible is the actual Word of God and is to be taken literally, word for word. This percentage is slightly lower than several decades ago. About 1 in 5 Americans believe the Bible is an ancient book of fables, legends, history, and moral precepts recorded by man. My friends, God will judge unbelievers. Let's understand, the Bible is God's instruction book to all human beings. If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The NIV states it this way, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. How can Bible reading and Bible study benefit you? First of all, let's understand the Bible is the most important book in the world. It reveals the true meaning and purpose of life. It gives principles for true success, fulfillment, and happiness. It explains why the world is in such confusion and danger. Its prophecies reveal the future and the gospel of the soon coming kingdom of God on this earth. It tells us how to prepare for the great events to come. The Bible teaches us how to get along with our neighbors in a godly way. And it reveals the way to life beyond death, eternal life. Thank God that He reveals the true way of life. As Jesus said in John 10 and verse 10, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. In his Christianity Today article, The Greatest Story Never Read, Gary M. Burge emphasizes the vital importance of the Bible to discern truth from error. Quote, to disregard this resource, to neglect the Bible, is to remove the chief authority on which our faith is built. We are left vulnerable, unable to check the teachings of those who invite us to follow. End of quote. That's from Christianity Today magazine, August 9th, 1999. My friends, we need the trunk of the tree, sound foundational truths. We cannot, quote, remove the chief authority on which our faith is built, end of quote. The solution to the problem is obvious. We need to read the book. When was the last time you opened your Bible? Reading the Bible just once a week is not enough. One survey revealed that only 16% say that they read the Bible every day. We all should read the Bible every day. Bible truths and Bible knowledge contribute to sound-mindedness. And the world needs men, women, and children of wholesome character and sound mental health. The Bible reveals the way to true life and happiness. The Bible is a storehouse of valuable treasure. How can we reap the treasures contained in this book? Proverbs 2 and verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. My friends, you need that vital knowledge, wisdom, and truth. For the remainder of the program, let's discuss 7 basic principles for Bible study. These vital keys will help you gain God's wisdom and truth, and you'll be able to understand Bible prophecy. Key number 1 is, the Bible is a complete book. Many cannot truly understand the Bible because they throw out its first 39 books, called the Old Testament. Let's understand, when Jesus quoted Scripture, He quoted the Hebrew Scriptures, or the Old Testament. In His tremendous spiritual battle with Satan the devil, Jesus quoted Deuteronomy 8 and verse 3, when He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. You'll find that in Luke 4 and verse 4. That profound truth is absolutely foundational to anyone's happiness and their eternal life. The Apostle Paul, writing to the young evangelist Timothy, spoke of the genuine faith that was in Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and in his mother, Eunice. They had taught Timothy the scriptures from childhood. And what were those scriptures? The first 39 books of the Bible. The New Testament had not yet been written. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Timothy was able to understand salvation through the Old Testament scriptures and through his acceptance of Jesus Christ as his Savior. The Bible is a complete book. It begins in the book of Genesis and ends with the book of Revelation. In fact, God warns us in Revelation 22 and verse 18, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Let's understand. When Jesus taught us the two great commandments, he quoted them from the Old Testament. The first great commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, and strength, is written in Deuteronomy 6 and verse 5. And Jesus' second great commandment, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, is from Leviticus 19 and verse 18. These Old Testament verses Jesus quoted are commandments of God. The point is, my friends, that we cannot understand God's truth or his plan unless we study the whole Bible as the Word of God. To understand the Bible, we must read both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Key number one is, the Bible is a complete book. A second vital key is, the Bible is always relevant. Some people believe that since the Bible was completed about 1900 years ago, it cannot be relevant for us today. But its prophecies also reveal humanity's future and our incredible destiny. The good news is that mankind will not completely destroy itself. Jesus Christ will return at the most dangerous point in human history to save us from ourselves. The gospel of the kingdom of God is always relevant. If you have your Bible, turn to Matthew 24, verse 14. Jesus said, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." Yes, we look forward to the end of this present evil world, the end of this age, and the beginning of a new age, tomorrow's world. Yes, the Bible is relevant. It does answer the most basic questions of life. According to the Bonner Research Online, quote, "Among households which own a Bible, the typical count is three Bibles per household." That was in 1993. And, quote, "Almost every household in America, 92%, owns at least one copy of the Christian Bible. This includes most homes in which the adults are not practicing Christians, as well as the home of hundreds of thousands of atheists," end of quote. Now, if there are any atheists watching this program, I challenge you to open your Bible, if you have one, and simply read it. I think you'll be amazed at the plain, solid principles and precepts for successful living that you will find. Just start reading the book of Matthew and then read the other three witnesses, Mark, Luke, and John. Read their eyewitness testimony and evidence with an open mind. And for those households with three Bibles or more, I encourage every member of your family to read the Bible. It can profoundly change your life for good. Our second key is, the Bible is always relevant. A third key for effective Bible study is, the Bible interprets the Bible. More than 25% of the Bible is prophecy, and symbolic language is often used. The books of Daniel and Revelation contain much symbolic language. How can you understand it? In previous programs, we've discussed examples of symbolism in the book of Revelation. As we saw in Revelation 1, verse 20, for example, stars symbolize the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands symbolize seven churches. In Revelation, the 17th chapter, the Apostle John sees in vision a beast ridden by a woman, a harlot. Revelation 17, verse 3, John writes, "And I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. She is called," in verse 5, "Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth." Verse 6 declares that this woman persecutes true Christians. The following verses give us the meaning of these symbols. Verse 12, for example, reveals the meaning of the 10 horns of the beast. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. And verse 18 tells us, "And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth." Our third key for effective Bible study is, the Bible interprets the Bible. If you don't understand a symbolic word, look elsewhere in the Bible. This leads us to our fourth key, study all the scriptures on a topic. Teachers who fail to do this often end up teaching false and misleading doctrines. Take, for example, the controversy often called law or grace. Does God's grace mean a Christian can live a life of rampant sin and blatantly disobey his Savior? Of course not. As Jesus said in Matthew 19:17, "But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." Jesus went on to mention several of the Ten Commandments. Let's understand, the Bible does not contradict itself. Jesus said in John 10:35, "The Scripture cannot be broken." God's grace does not give us permission to transgress God's law. Some wrongly take Ephesians 2, verse 15 as doing away with God's Ten Commandments and the moral law. Ephesians 2, verse 15 states, "Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances." Actually, this is speaking of ordinances, or in the Greek, dogma. In this case, man-made laws that cause division between Jews and Gentiles. Remember, the principle here is to study all the references on one topic. If we read Ephesians 2:15 apart from the rest of the Bible, we could come to a wrong conclusion. Listen to this plain comment about Ephesians 2:15 from the NIV Study Bible. Quote, "Since Matthew 5:17 and Romans 3, verse 31 teach that God's moral standard expressed in the Old Testament law is not changed by the coming of Christ, what is abolished here is probably the effect of the specific commandments and regulations in separating Jews from Gentiles, whose non-observance of the Jewish law renders them ritually unclean." End of quote. In other words, when you are consistent and honest with the Scriptures, as in this commentary, the truth is, quote, "God's moral standard expressed in the Old Testament law is not changed by the coming of Christ," end of quote. This is consistent with the first principle we discussed, the Bible is a complete book. Study the Scriptures in both the Old and New Testaments of your Bible. To have a true understanding of Bible truths, apply our fourth key, study all the Scriptures on a topic. When you honestly do that, you will see that, as in this example, grace does not do away with the moral authority of God's law. A fifth key for effective Bible study is understand the context. When you study all the Scriptures on a topic, go a little further. Read all the Scriptures around a verse you're studying. For example, some wrongly say that the Jerusalem conference in Acts 15 abolished the Ten Commandments for the Gentiles. But notice the Apostle James' decision in Acts 15 and verse 19. "Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood." When the Apostle specified these four prohibitions, did that free the Gentiles to sin in other ways? To transgress the commandment that says, "You shall not kill," or "You shall not have other gods before the true God"? Of course not. The apostles in no way repealed the moral law of God. To understand this, we need to read the context. What was the main question? Read verse 1 of Acts 15. "And certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved." The issue was circumcision. The conference decided that Gentiles did not have to be circumcised in order to be saved. The Apostle Paul later wrote to the Corinthian Gentiles in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 19, "Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is what matters." As Gary Burge wrote in his Christianity Today article, quote, "Historical exegesis is fast becoming a lost art in the pulpit. Rather than explaining the historical setting of the passage, texts become springboards for devotional reflection. Biblical passages are taken out of context as the preacher searches for those stories that evoke the responses or attitudes desired," end of quote. Be careful to read all the scriptures around the verse you are studying. Remember our fifth key for effective Bible study: understand the context. We've discussed five keys for effective Bible study. They are: the Bible is a complete book. The Bible is always relevant. The Bible interprets the Bible. Read all the scriptures on a topic and understand the context. A sixth important key for effective Bible study is prove all things. Turn in your Bible to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. We often challenge our viewers to check in the Bible for themselves. Don't take for granted what we say on this program. Read it in your own Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21. "Test all things. Hold fast what is good." Or as the King James Version states, "Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good." Notice the attitude of the Bereans in Acts 17. Acts 17, verse 11. The author, Luke, commends the Bereans for their positive investigative attitude in reading the scriptures. Acts 17, verse 11. "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." One way of testing or proving is to practice the principles and precepts of the Bible. Jesus emphasized that we must live by the Bible, by every word of God. He said in Luke 6, verse 46, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say?" You can prove and test the Bible by practicing its instructions. That is how you can have a good understanding. Just as Psalm 111:10 states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments." Key number six is prove all things. A seventh key for effective Bible study is foundational. That principle is pray for understanding. The Bible emphasizes that we need a teachable attitude. Ancient King David was a man after God's own heart, as it tells us in Acts 13, verse 22. Notice David's teachable attitude in praying for understanding. Psalm 25 and verse 4. "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." My friends, pray for understanding as you read and study your Bible. Pray for guidance. God blesses those who respect the scriptures and reverence His holy word. Turn in your Bible to Isaiah 66 and verse 2. Almighty God states, "But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word." The seventh key for effective Bible study is pray for understanding. The Bible is the most important book in the world. My friends, if you've neglected Bible reading, now is the time to change. Read it daily. If your attitude is right, you'll be greatly blessed and your life will be changed. As Jesus said in John 6:63, "The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life." The Bible is not only a book for today, it's also the book of the future. As Jesus said in Luke 21:33, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away."
As you can see, my friends, the Bible is not only a book for today, but it is also the book for the future. The last decade has been as no other, marked by powerful earthquakes of historic magnitude, biblical proportion floods, skyscraper tsunamis, financial chaos, and deadly wars. One must wonder, what is going on? Mankind has rejected God, and the time has arrived for Him to get our attention. Today, Richard Ames gave you important keys of how to study and understand this mysterious book that foretells your future. You need to read, study, and understand the Bible. So come back next week, same time, same place, when Richard Ames and I will help you understand today's world and bring you the good news of the coming kingdom of God. So join us again next week.
If you would like to discover more about how today's topic impacts your life, then take the time to examine the free literature offered on this program at tomorrowsworldhk.com. Find real answers to life's most puzzling and challenging questions at tomorrowsworldhk.com. At our website, you'll find valuable articles revealing God's principles for living an abundant and happy life, while providing rare insight into current and future events. So don't delay. Visit us now at tomorrowsworldhk.com.
The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.